You're listening to SBS News.
Retracing the steps of their ancestors, thousands have marched through the Northern Ireland city of Londonderry. Led by relatives carrying white roses and photographs of family members killed in the darkest day of the Irish Troubles, the marches followed the same route the group of peaceful civil rights protesters had walked some 50 years ago. That crowd in 1972 numbered in the thousands, defying a ban on parades and marches put in place as violence escalated across the region. They were marching against new laws of internment, which would allow people to be imprisoned without trial. The march was intercepted by a battalion from the British Army's Parachute Regiment, who had been instructed to stop the march entering the city centre. Clashes broke out, prompting arrests and then gunfire. Some 13 protesters were shot dead by British forces. Among them was 17-year-old Jackie Duddy. His final moments were captured on film, with a group of protesters carrying his lifeless body away in a failed attempt to rescue him. It would come to be a defining image of the massacre. His sister, Kay Duddy, is now 75 and one of the leaders of the memorial march.
Our loved ones haven't been forgotten. 50 years on. I just heartbroken. Yeah. And it still hurts, same way as it did all that time ago.
Today, family members, community leaders, and the Irish Taoiseach laid wreaths at a memorial service held at the Bloody Sunday Monument.
Kevin McElhenney.
Mickey McKinney's brother Jared was one of the victims. Their families had to fight for decades to clear their names.
The British government, not only did they murder people and maim people, they told lies about them. And the families were left chasing away for 40 years.
Britain's Savile Inquiry into the Bloody Sunday Massacre, commissioned in 1998 and released in 2010, found the paratroopers responsible for the deaths of 13 people, none of whom posed a serious threat of causing death or serious injury. The findings prompted an apology from then-British Prime Minister David Cameron, who categorised the actions of British forces as unjustified and wrong. But none of the soldiers responsible for the shootings have ever been convicted. And in July last year, a criminal case against one regiment member, dubbed Soldier F, who was deemed responsible for 5 of the killings, was dropped. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has proposed a halt to all prosecutions to try and leave the Irish conflict in the past, a move that's been met with fury from relatives and been rejected by local politicians. Irish Taoiseach Micheál Martin said those deemed responsible need to face the full weight of the law.
I don't believe there should be any amnesties for anybody. And I believe that the full process of the courts and justice should be deployed.
There were no representatives from the British government at the memorial service. A spokesperson said the British government was absolutely committed to addressing legacy issues comprehensively and fairly. Mr. Johnson wrote on Twitter that we must learn from the past, reconcile, and build a peaceful future for people in Northern Ireland. But those words held little comfort for family members like Mickey McKinney, who believes justice has been denied for far too long.
We send a very clear warning to the British government. If they pursue their proposals, the Bloody Sunday families will be ready to meet them head on. We will not go away and we will not be silenced.
Naveen Razeek, SBS News.